no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Wow. Can't believe 2022.
Woo!
Wow.
So it's off to a great start.
It really is. I've been coughing a lot.
Yeah, that's good.
It's been great.
Coughing up 2021.
Yeah. you know, Kissel, I guess that's what it certainly must be.
Do you know that on my 2022 bingo card?
Not getting over a novel virus. All right, Kissel.
Ooh.
Now that we've now we're here in 2022, it's
I think my
to think
audiobook
about.
Virus is better.
I'm going to walk away from the show.
Absolutely, thank you.
It's important to think about a goal.
Yeah.
For 2022.
What's your goal?
Right, normally you live your life, right? Aimless, directionless, covered in various buffalo sauces. And
if it's a good day.
And just the leavings of your Bud Lights as it soaks into your one black shirt, your one pair of jeans.
No, that's not true. I have multiple black shirts.
No, I've seen that. No, honestly, that's true.
I have tens of black shirts.
You have tens of black shirts, and that's where all of your food goes.
I do have one pair of jeans, though.
And you're a rudderless man, but by choice, right? You're a man, you're an independent man. You're a
floating at sea.
You're the just out abandoned on a raft, like Elian.
Oh,
do you remember him?
I do remember him. They should have let him stay in the country. But
no, I actually think
okay.
I'm glad we sent that little boy back. I'm certainly glad we imprisoned that little boy.
No, that wasn't very nice.
But Kissel, this year, think about it. Don't you want to get on a rail? Do you want to sit and think about, like, oh, where are we headed? Where are you going to go with your life? Because you're just the human version of a cryptid right now.
I'm a rail. I'm on a rail. I'm on a monorail.
You're just talking about being alone.
Yep.
But
well, no, I'm doing pretty good here.
So if there was a direction that you want to put your 2022 in, what's the direction? What's your New Year's resolution?
Well, let's go. All right, everyone, welcome to Side Stories,
everyone.
I am Ben, hanging out with Henry.
You're not going to answer the question?
I'm 4 days in. I'm on my no BL, no booze dry gin, although I have figured out multiple concoctions with liquid THC, which has been good. I've been playing Guardians of the Galaxy, so that's one of those motivations for me. I'm trying to get Star-Lord to the end, trying to rescue what appears to be my daughter.
So your 2022 objective is the objectives within this video
game. Get better at Madden.
Okay.
That's another one.
Okay, good.
Obviously, continue. It's like, can you get better at broadcasting? No.
No.
Peak.
No, certainly
peak of the mountain.
There is no way.
Peak of the mountain.
We can physically
get can't get better at that. Live performance. Peak of the mountain.
Already the best at
can't get better at that.
Us, Pavarotti.
Yes.
Kiss at their peak.
At their peak.
War now.
Oh, I love
it. I know
war.
That it's sad that Odorous died, but.
Is that right? Odorous is dead. That was 2021, another 2021 casualty.
I think that was 2020. That was drugs. It wasn't even COVID.
Oh.
But,
who would have thought Odorous would have died from drugs?
But that's getting, so we're already past our peak. So I guess that's right. I guess there isn't nothing for you to change.
No, the peak, the mountaintop, everyone's like, oh, it's a little peak. No, it's quite large.
It is.
You can actually peak at this point for the rest of our lives.
You're
hopefully
talking,
not going to work.
That is a plateau.
That's what I'm saying. But you plateau at the top, so you've peaked.
Oh.
No, there's no peaking in podcasting to begin with. We're not, if we peak, that is by nature, plateau.
Yeah, because it means there's a way to
we're not Tom
descend.
Hanks. Tom Hanks peaked at Philadelphia, Forrest Gump, and now he's plateaued amongst the heavens still. But it doesn't matter because peak podcast is still, oh my God, we are one-tenth as powerful as Tom Hanks pretending that he has some sort of disease or can run a
but
lot.
But I tell you what, you could certainly give him $2 million to get skinny.
I love
it. And he does it in a second. And someone could also do that for me.
I did a bunch of sit-ups. I've been doing my push-ups. You wait until you see me on the road, everyone. You guys are going to be stunned.
Yeah, I can't wait because you know what you are right now? I look at you. This is a pile of fine Italian marble. That you're going to carve into a new person for some, again, you're looking for a CFO, 35-year-old nurse.
I feel like you've been really trying to matchmake me lately.
I have.
But I don't know if sometimes the town choir?
Hmm?
Choir?
Crier.
Sometimes the town crier doesn't necessarily attract the best audience. So maybe you aren't the one, the fisher.
You're saying that I'm bad.
You're fishing for carp. You're fishing for carp. We get your little white bread on the stick. Also, carp love white bread. So you throw a little white bread out there
what?
And you find a carp, but then you have to beat it to death.
You're the white bread.
No, you're the fisherman.
Yes, you're the bread. I'm the fisherman. The women are the fish.
I don't, but
or a very shapely man.
If you catch a carp, you have to beat it to death because they're technically an invasive species.
That's called marriage.
No, I'm looking for a largemouth bass.
Mm.
Someone who likes to run free.
I think we got to take you to Canada.
Ooh.
The other day, man, speaking of liquid THC, you're also dabbling. I got
Dabbling. I'm in it.
I know.
I lived in a tank of it. Dude, I'm going to show you.
I did it last night.
I went to go see the Packers game. And, you know, I have my mocktails because I still like to go out to my bars because I don't just go out to the bars to get hammered. I like to watch my games. Look at my mocktail.
Oh.
It's got.
Is that all tink?
Yes.
At the bottom of that? It looks like a fucking snow cone.
It looks like a snow cone. It's soda, splash of cranberry.
That's too much tincture, buddy.
And then it is about 3 inches of blue tincture that looks like it would kill Superman himself.
Oh my God, Kissel, are your pants on backwards? How'd you do that?
Yeah, buddy.
How'd you put those clothes on you?
Oh my God, I just pissed my pants.
Yeah, or at least it's coming out in the butt.
Look at that. But I'm telling you, you can still have fun with it, and you just say,
of course, yeah, you're high as fuck. Yeah. You turn that.
But that's
that
still dry.
Technically, that's officially a cocktail. I would call
There's
that
no
a cocktail.
Booze in it.
I got some of the stuff from Whedon when we, from Long Beach, we were down in Whedon. Oh, I missed that. That crew, that was a great, what a great weed store. And I got some of that tincture that you soak under your tongue. Like you squirt like two
that
on your tongue.
That shit works, dude.
And so I thought, like, to be honest, I spent a long time. It was like, I was ate edibles for like 2 weeks, right? And it's like, and it's cool. And I was like, you know, I'm going to up my game. So I, the other day, 2 days ago, I was like, I put one squirt under my tongue and I was like, there's no way that's enough. And then I did another squirt under my tongue and I went and I had made a salad.
Uh-huh.
And I found myself, this is not even a bit, staring at the tomatoes. I walked in. I had literally had pulled up a tomato on a fork. Natalie found me looking at a tomato, and I swear to God, I was seeing the life force of the tomato.
Really? What, like, what was tendrils. That all about?
It was like tendrils, because then when I put it inside of me, and that's why I turned to Natalie and I said, I'm putting their life force directly into my veins, and I can feel every ounce of their Oregon energy. These tomatoes are alive.
They are.
And now they're in me. That's liquid THC.
I think that you made a fantastic discovery.
It felt good.
Because as you can tell, tomatoes, well, never mind. According to Britannica, they don't feel pain. But other animal, other vegetables do.
They do.
Can vegetables feel pain? Absolutely they can. And so I think that that is just a wonderful thing.
So you hear that? You fucking vegans? You hear that? You little Hitlers?
Oh, nope, never mind. Turns out, according to Britannica, no vegetables feel pain.
That's so, what they're just saying that to cover their fucking ass. Because you know what vegetable could feel pain? Was that Terri Schiavo? they had to get rid of her.
That was a horrible debate, dispute. Mm.
I actually think that she probably did feel pain, and I know that people get upset by calling her a vegetable.
It was the early 2000s, the Terri Schiavo case, and I still don't fully understand what they were all fighting about.
It sounds like it was a torturous existence to just live on a bed.
Yeah, but then also I think that her boyfriend, now that I think about it, I think he wanted some money.
He did.
Just get a divorce.
Yes, he did. But he didn't want to have the social stigma of being the person who divorced Terri Schiavo.
It's not okay. Number one.
But you said boyfriend.
Husband.
Hmm.
Number one.
We don't know anything about this case. We're both talking about how much liquid THC you have consumed. You just showed me a picture.
I've also been taking edibles and smoking joints.
But you owe me too. But you just showed me a picture of 3 inches of tincture at the bottom of a glass of seltzer, which means your factoids don't mean anything anymore. Like your remembrance of the past.
It was going to be an emotional factoid.
Yes.
When one is married, whatever agreement that is, at that day, that is the agreement that must last forever. So, for example, if you are in an open relationship and you're married, and then all of a sudden, oh, wow, you go and get blown after marriage, and now all of a sudden your partner's upset. It's like, no, we made this agreement. That's the agreement we have to talk about. Terri Schiavo, there was at no point a clause where it's like slip and fall in the shower clause. So
I don't know if that's what happened to Terri Schiavo.
No, it is.
It is. All right, cool.
That she slipped and she fell in the shower. So, again, only take a bath.
Only take a bath.
Be careful. And then I feel like when she's in that state, he has the ability to say, okay, let's sever this. Because obviously
I don't think people
would have been that mad at him.
Everyone would have been pissed.
No, because the thing they were all pissed about was like, he was like, pull it out. keep it, pull it out.
Killer, and then, killer,
and then
let
the parents
me do
were
it.
Like, put it in. And then the doctor would be like, we have one day until she dies. And then the parents would be like, put her back
kill
in.
Kill her.
So I think that's what was so much
set
worse.
Set her on fire.
Oh, that
I want to see her burn. They're like, whoa, whoa, buddy. Whoa, buddy.
Well, all right. We do have one kind of an update.
We have a lot of updates. Because
also,
all of
sorry,
the news...
Betty White is dead. We did that. And we didn't mean to do that.
No. We didn't do John Madden. People try to put John Madden's death on you and me. We brought him up on the Relax Fit right before the break.
I play Madden all the time. I think about John Madden every day.
You are the person that is spiritually closest to John Madden.
I love John Madden.
Of all of last podcast.
Iconic.
Yes. And, you know, again, sat for a living.
Sat for a living.
He lived the dream. He made millions of dollars past his prime. He's making more money as a corpse than we'll ever see in our lives.
And they might call the All-Pro game now. They might call it the All-Madden game in the NFL. And I think that'd be wonderful.
Incredible.
So R.I.P. John Madden, of course.
But
one of the
we didn't kill him.
We did not. And then Betty White, I think we just mentioned her, but I think we said she was going to live forever. Also, there was an episode, evidently I did say I would only believe in death once Betty White dies.
So,
however,
how do you feel?
Moving the goalpost once Willie Nelson dies, which is something else I've always said, I will believe in death.
Well, Betty White, again, didn't make it to 100. She didn't make it to 100.
Wow.
She's 99 years old.
Wow.
We talked about this in a group text.
Your wife said she's going to give her the 17. Your wife spotted her 17 days.
You know
to
who?
To make her 100. People magazine put her on the cover and said, this bitch is about to be 100. And this woman, obviously, you know what I'm talking about. I'm just being humorous. The problem is with old media, don't curse this woman like that.
Mark McGwire was not given those home runs back.
No, he was not.
But do you remember? So that's
steroid
what I'm saying.
Probably could have made her last 17 more years.
Whoa,
or 17 more
fucking,
days. I love Betty.
Sweet it would have been if Betty White got fucking jacked right towards the end. Just got fully yoked. Like, you know, big veins coming out of her legs like she's Sly Stallone doing a TikTok with his daughter that I didn't know exists.
She probably has veins coming out of her legs. Everyone at a certain age does.
But now that she has
passed on,
we just want to say big ups and get heaven ready for me, Betty. Because, when I'm up there, you best believe I'm going to need some chicken.
You think she's going to cast you in her heaven sketch group or whatever?
I don't need to be inside the Hollywood machine. It's filled with pedophiles.
Well, speaking of pedophiles, another update story here. Again, truly RIP, Betty, what a legend. Virginia Guffrey. Now, I didn't realize she actually did not testify at the Ghislaine Maxwell trial.
She didn't need to, right? Well, because...
She's kind of the public face of the sexual assault.
I know. So they got Ghislaine. She's going to fucking full on where the boys aren't jail. We're going to see how this is. We'll see how long she serves. We're going to go into sentencing. I think they said that she could probably get something like 20 years.
She says she's not going to flippity flop. And who knows? I wouldn't be surprised if these politicians are so callous at this point that she might just get a freaking pardon. Who knows? But another dude who has a lot of power, who is very connected, someone who a lot of people are like, hey, can we get some punishment for this guy? Because he seems like a total freaking pervert. Believe it or not, Prince Andrew.
This piece of shit.
He has said that there's no way I raped this young girl because she said I was sweating. I can't medically sweat.
Okay, it's the single worst excuse I've heard to not be a pedophile before in my fucking life. This idea of like, because she testified and is very,
Virginia.
Very harrowing series of statements about how like he was on top of her, dripping with sweat. And then the only thing he could think of to say is, I simply cannot physically sweat in any way, shape, or form, which is the dumbest thing. Have you ever listened to him talk, Prince Andrew? Have you listened to his recent dumb shit interview that he did? Prince Andrew.
I heard some snippets of it. It's called anhedorisis. Anhedorisis? Apparently that is a thing where you cannot sweat.
Okay. He's inbred is what that means. And the way this guy talks, he would not have the ability to work at a kiosk next to a McDonald's ordering station.
Absolutely.
If
not.
He was not a royal. Like, he is just a pile of DNA that we all have to act like he showed up. He was born on third base. This fucking piece of shit.
He was born in the dugout after hitting a home run. I mean, this guy didn't even have to run the bases. As a matter of fact, Joffrey. She says that she would meet Andrew at a Pizza Express.
Oh, God, that's the worst place. I never want to be trafficked at a Pizza Express. I don't want to be trafficked at a Panda Express.
No, also,
give me a whole full long meal if you're going to traffic me.
You know, in this world of new realities and social media and certain things coming to light and certain things being exposed,
yes.
I am a little bit annoyed with how people have abused pizza.
It's pizza.
Whether it be Comet
never
Pizza, Pizza
this.
Express, Pizza. Yes, of course, it is a place that you're all welcome to be around the
pizza
pie.
Pizza should be
it's
the
a
most,
circle of life.
A pizza place should be a place where, you know, a millionaire can sit next to a taxi driver.
Absolutely.
And they sit there and they all share stories about all the people they fingered. And then a little girl comes and she brings you a ball to sign. And oh, and you're some pop star. You're Rihanna. And you're there with them and everyone's laughing.
Yeah, that's right. Pizza's a sacred dish. And I don't think people should be meeting around pizza for nefarious reasons, because the pizza always remembers. Let's not forget Pizza the Hut. So they would go to Pizza Express, or they would go to a place, a nightclub in London called Club Tramp.
Ugh.
Which is just, this guy is so freaking corny and lame.
Someone needs to physically attack him and pull him out onto the street, strip him of his clothes. What these guys need to be is wholesaled, harassed, and embarrassed until they cannot live a life anymore. He should be chased until the end of his life. If we can't get him into court, because this man is guilty of many crimes.
Well,
they have the picture of him with his fucking griffin claw around that young woman. Like, you could just see it, like, digging into her fucking hip. Like, fuck this piece of shit. He's another member of the Illuminati. They were all on the plane. Him, Clinton, Donald Trump. They're all fucking giving each other massages, eating fucking
Richardson.
Pigs in a blanket.
Now you're getting me hunger for pigs in a blanket.
I am too.
Don't worry about it, Henry. He's not sweating it. Apparently, this is in 2001. They went to the pizza restaurant.
He physically can't sweat it.
That's what he said. They said that he took his elder daughter to a party at a pizza restaurant on the night of 2001, when it's alleged that he had sex with Joffrey. But as I've seen with To Catch a Predator, sometimes they'll bring the children around as cover.
They do.
Is disgusting.
No,
but it's true.
It's their whole life. It's his whole life.
Anyway.
His whole life is cover.
So we'll see what Ghislaine, we'll see if she flippity dippities. Apparently, from obviously we know as much as you do, but apparently they say she's not going to. Perhaps she realizes the powerful people
still,
that she would anger, or
no,
who knows?
She is still caught in this ego trap of this idea that she is serving Epstein in some larger circumstance. Like, I really do think that people like this, the reason why Ghislaine and Epstein work so well within these communities is that they viewed their human trafficking as like a sacred duty, to as a part of like a legacy of members of the Illuminati. I really do believe they look at this as like, I served a function amongst these high power players, and how could I ever be derelict to that responsibility?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they like the power that it gives them, and how they get all of these people dancing on a string around them.
Well, Andrew Johnson here on Christmas Day, 1868, he granted full pardons and amnesty to all the Confederates. So perhaps Ghislaine Maxwell at some point will find a pardon.
Oh, I think
really
that
could
she
see
will.
It. I could I totally think that she,
absolutely, yeah, because Biden's
Bill
like,
Clinton,
hey, tell me, sir, this is some kind of
Rich.
Draft. Is it good? We're telling me, are we putting giraffes in jail? Come on, let me be clear. All right, we can't be putting giraffes in jail. You tell that giraffe, she's out of jail, right?
Yeah, I'm just looking over some of the presidential pardons. And yeah, you can be a
president. Oh, anybody, a president can pardon anybody.
Yes, indeed. All right, everyone. Well, let's move on. I believe that is it for updates.
Well, one update, too, is that we're going to see what happens. They have just admitted, the sheriff's department behind the investigation behind the West Memphis
yes,
3 has just
WM3.
Admitted, and they've just found, they went, and they found that all of the evidence that they said was destroyed is not destroyed.
Because the prosecutor in that case is now has retired, I believe.
Yes.
And so hopefully, just because there are still...
It's just all found guilty.
Oh my God, can you imagine? If it all does work, everything that we believe is in shambles.
Everything is shambles. Yeah.
No, but that
no,
will
they
not
don't
be,
think
that,
it will.
That
okay.
will not be the case, and it'll be great to figure out some justice for the kids. For the family of the children who were murdered, but of course there are some suspects in that case, and it'll be good for Damien and the crew to finally get some vindication, because there's always going to be maniacs out there who would be like, murderer, murderer.
Of course. I do think that, you know what Prince Andrew needs is this guy. Just wants Sing Chael.
What is
this
he
guy,
need him?
He's threatening to kill the queen with a crossbow, and he jumped a fence at Buckingham Palace. He went by the name of Darth Jones.
Darth Jones.
He's just, he's not Darth, good at this.
Obviously, Darth being Darth Vader, which if you think about Darth just as a name, does not really, like, I don't get, it doesn't
it's
make
a
my
George
skin,
Lucas
it
thing.
Doesn't make my skin crawl.
No.
Like, if I'm like, Darth is coming, I'm not like, oh, I'm shaking in my boots for Darth. I feel like he's going to come, he's going to bring a series of jello shots.
Darth Vader, so that's Darth.
Darth Vader
but
is
that's
cool.
supposed to be Darth Invader, then there was Darth Sidious,
oh,
right?
Oh, and that means Insidious.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah, you fucking piece of shit. See? And there's a bunch of them, but I don't know what Darth and Jones means nothing. So this man, they basically came and got him. They said that he was a mental health alert. They picked him up. He did a bit of an address wearing some form of white mask, holding a crossbow saying he's coming for the queen. And the queen went, because she doesn't have a fucking brain anymore.
Well,
I feel like all of this is deep fake bullshit that she just did that speech. She's probably been dead for years.
Brother? Oh, you turned me off. I 100% agree with you. It's deep fake in, you know, as I'm learning quite a bit about these masks that people wear on the internet.
Whoa, you're saying that people are being fake on the internet?
And yeah, I do think they gave her a bit of a lift via AI.
Why though? Because she literally, what you mean? Because she was just in the hospital to be dead. Yeah, she's like 97 years old.
But anyway, I find it, as an American, to be borderline adorable. The idea that someone would take a little crossbow.
Look at this guy.
Look at him there. He's got his crossbow.
He looks like this looks like a skin from fucking some video game.
I mean, this is America. It's a numbers game here in America. You're not taken out. What are you going to do? Crossbow. Shit-ding.
Ba-doing.
Ba-doing. Then, oh, better
it's the only weapon they got.
It's a cool thing. It's a cool crossbow, but I mean, what are we talking about here?
Look at these fucking assholes. 806 suspects post chilling Snapchat video where he's like, almost stick to Klein, almost stick a guy, right? Then 829, he scales the fence at Long Walk near Cambridge Gate. Oh, and then 9 a.m., oh, they made Prince Andrew, they made sure he was safe.
Was he there?
Look at this. 829 scales fence at Long Walk near Cambridge Gate. 830, arrested. So he just literally...
Just went over
to a cop standing there going, okay. And he was like, oh, tyranny shall be failed this day.
Oh, my God.
And then they arrested the hell out of him.
Yep.
And then, it seems like now they're putting him in a mental health facility. I don't even know if that's better. I don't know if that's good.
I have
good
no
or
idea
bad.
What they do over there.
Then apparently it ruined the Queen's breakfast.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a hanging offense.
Because, you know, every
That's
morning,
a hanging offense.
She gets up every day. She has tea. She puts peanut butter on her pussy so those corgis can lick her out so she can have one orgasm before she can make decisions for state. And then she goes, she has some scones. She has some buttons.
Yes.
Whatever the fuck bullshit she has.
Maybe
and so
a fruit
all of a sudden they
something.
Come in. Yeah, she slays one black person. She drinks the blood of a black person. And then she sits there and then they came in and are like, oh, Miss Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth, I'm sorry, Your Majesty. Oh, there's a man here with the arrows. And she's like, yes, they did come. They knew they would come. It's the Vikings. It's the Tudors.
The Vikings.
The Tudors are
No, that's been a long time ago.
It's a war of the roses in
No,
me.
It's just a random psycho dude. It's just a dude.
I say we should make his kidneys for dinner then.
Oh, you probably could.
Yep.
Literally, the queen can do whatever she wants. And did you know she still drives? Isn't that exciting?
Isn't that absolutely fascinating.
Fascinating. All right. Well, let's go with the world of squirrels.
Wow, look at that. And you see how it says right here? And they're immediately blaming crossbows.
Oh, come on.
They're immediately blaming crossbows.
Wow.
They're saying, oh, anybody can buy a crossbow.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, sure, anybody can buy a crossbow, but it really would take Liam Neeson to kill the queen with it.
I mean, it would take a character that Liam Neeson plays. Can you imagine if that actor actually attempted to do anything violent?
He'd shoot himself.
He's still
in the
a
foot.
Romantic actor.
He's just an actor.
He's just a romantic actor. As a matter of fact, Ed Larson and I from Brighter Side, we went to the store yesterday to buy some hardware. And that's true. We went to the hardware store.
You can get
a machete, a solid machete, for
$13.99. Oh, yeah. No, man, take back the streets. Only $13.
It's amazing how cheap it is. All right. Well, what is, you know, we need weapons as humans. But if we were squirrels, we wouldn't need any weapons because they are a weapon.
You know what?
Squirrels have rained terror over a sleepy Welsh village.
I saw this.
18 residents have been left with bites and scratches.
Yeah, this squirrel's going a bit 18 people.
It's really cool. And they nicknamed the squirrel Stripe. And he was finally caught in a humane trap, and then they
euthanized it.
They euthanized it all respectfully, I guess.
But, he was caught
by the RSPCA, but I do feel like, you know, I'm sorry, squirrel. And you know me, I love my animals. But you want to play in the big boy game? Then you're going to get big boy punished. Tarred and feathered.
Okay, so
tarred and feathered the squirrel.
It's so funny because...
The squirrel needs to actually have some justice. I mean, it wants to play. Let's play.
I find... that you're interesting, the flip-flopping of your libertarianism, how like, oh, you would go to bat for a
selective
human.
Libertarianism.
You would say, oh, all of these humans shouldn't get the death penalty.
Sure.
But you're saying that the death penalty...
I said tarred
penalty,
and feathered.
That's basically a death penalty.
Well, he's already
kind of
hairy.
For a squirrel, turn him into a chicken, he'll die of embarrassment. Right? You're going to allow them to murder this squirrel. I think that this squirrel should be kept in a high security facility where we test chlamydia drugs on it.
Oh, that could also work. It would be kind of fun if it stayed in the same prison cell as Magneto.
Oh,
but just one squirrel.
It's all the glass. Yeah, it's all the glass.
Well, this squirrel has also been accused. Now, again, no, just accused of biting dogs.
Whoa,
cats,
whoa.
Biting dogs and cats and chasing people down country roads.
What is happening?
So, again, in this weird situation, scenario, I'm Team Squirrel. Other than the fact I do believe it does need to seek some, there needs to be some justice, but I also love the idea of this squirrel just chasing random people down. Because at the end of the day, you turn around, you say, stop! And then the squirrel will stop.
I don't know if that's true.
It is true.
But I know that
it's
I feel like
defense. Stop.
I feel that if a squirrel got close to me, maybe I'm wrong. Sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com. Maybe I'm wrong. But I feel that if a squirrel got close enough to me to be attacking me, I'd try to grab at it with my hands or swat it away or kick it away. Like you'd kick it off into a bush. You'd kick it into the street. Right? But I actually would prefer us to find a way to rehab these squirrels.
Well, there was a
woman. And get him back and get him trained.
Look at that lovely woman.
This woman was feeding the squirrel.
This woman was taking care of the squirrel.
No, this woman was aiding and abetting the squirrel. Technically, that's the woman who should be arrested.
This woman's name is Miss Reynolds.
What's her first name? Miss Reynolds, if you're nasty.
No, Miss Reynolds. This is what she told The Standard, which is picked up by The Standard in UK.
I know. This is how much shit's going on over there right now.
Her sorrow. She nicknamed the squirrel Stripe. And then she said she nicknamed him after the Gremlins. Remember how cute that is? Stripe from the Gremlins?
Stripe was the villain!
That's correct. But then she said, now I guess she's happy. She says, I'm relieved I caught him because my grandson, who was only two, can play in the garden and he can be safe.
I feel
stuff.
That
but
the UK
he's
needs...
also I'm sad.
Like, can but, I say this to our UK listeners? I love all of you.
Yes, we do. We
you
love
gotta
everyone.
You got to get tougher than this.
No, I don't think so because...
you can't hold a whole town hostage.
They killed the squirrel. They killed it.
I know, but only
they
after they
it.
Were terrorized by the squirrel.
That's on them. That is like, it's still a squirrel. Like, it's not Christmas Vacation. This isn't written by John Hughes. This isn't like some kind of like...
No, they are nasty little creatures.
They are, but it's got a huge tail.
But I love a squirrel.
Whip it around the head like a... Rip it around your head like a helicopter. So she said, but I am sad because I'm an animal lover and because of me, this squirrel lost his life. I know people don't like gray squirrels, but they are God's creatures to me.
I guess that's what happens, though. You come for fucking humankind, you get fucking baka-baka two in the back of the fucking head, dude.
Yeah, she wrote all of that on Facebook.
No. Oh, then at least it served a purpose, didn't it?
Yeah.
Really kept Facebook going for the day.
She says, I was shocked and I realized I had to get him caught before it was a child. Those teeth could bite right through a child's tiny finger. Which, again.
I guess so. Yeah, no,
so
I have to watch Wendy.
She created a monster, it sounds like.
We were
like.
In the Delta Lounge and a little kid came up to Wendy to try to like pet the side of her head. And the thing about Wendy is that like she looks cute, but... She's a bitch.
Chihuahua.
Yeah. You try to go up to get in her mouth, man. I kind of wanted to see it, but then I'd have to put her down.
Look at look how they got the squirrel. It's
look
a little,
at that.
It's
look
a
at
little
that
cage with peanuts
they
in it.
They must have covered it in blood or something so it knew that's where its food was.
Oh. Anyway, the tight-knit community apparently was pretty they say the tight little, it was alerted by the rampage.
Whoa, this hit the Guardian.
Also, it hit two Bengal cats.
Whoa.
It had fear for nothing. I love this squirrel.
And it's like the Carl Panzeram of squirrels.
According to Buckley resident Scott Felton, he's 34. He reported being bitten. He says, I was just...
Say it correct, though. Can you do it correct?
I actually don't think I can say this quote.
Oh, yeah, no, not it. Well, that's a... The reason why Kizzle can't say that quote is because they were using a word that is a term for a cigarette in the UK that we can't.
I was just having...
Oh, you say the cigarette.
A cigarette, a flag.
Oh, sure. A flag. Yeah,
they take the L out. I was just having a bit of a flag outside by my back door, and then it jumped on him. So he was just...
You could have just said that if we were on an island. If we were in another island, you could have just said that word.
Well, I mean, I just don't like things taken out of context. Isn't language absolutely fascinating? Because
it is.
Because otherwise it could just be him 69.
Yeah. Just sucking some dude off while the squirrel's trying to get into his boots.
Isn't that fun? Colloquialisms. All right. Anyway, the squirrel's been killed.
Yeah, that squirrel's dead now. Honestly, I'm glad for it. You should do, Kissel, there is a UFO update I'd like for you to get into. You should read and watch videos about a man named John Ramirez, who is a, he worked
that
as
name
a,
is very familiar.
He worked for the CIA. My friend Ellie taught me about this. She sent me down this rabbit hole, and it is the new, is it a grifter? Is it not a grifter? This is someone who used to use a CIA officer.
Okay.
His term, he was a type of U.S. He was a type of officer. I have it all written down
here. I have to say, by ufology standards, he's a hunk.
He's a
10 out of 10.
He's fine.
Well, he actually has the ability, it looks like, to attract a member of the opposite or same sex, whatever he wants.
I mean, technically, you would be surprised how low a woman's standards can be.
Yeah, as well.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't think you'd be that surprised.
Ah, he's on fire.
Ah, you fucking...
Oh, never mind. I'm looking up the wrong guy. I'm looking up a man who was convicted of murder.
No, but this is a man that was on... I listened to a really interesting UFO episode, a really interesting UFO podcast with him. He was the CIA Directorate of Science and Technology. He was working within the CIA, and part of what his job was is that he was trained to recognize, like, he used to work for the U.S. Navy, and his job was to recognize military weapons and how and what they were. Like,
okay.
He'd tell you, like, what kind of missile something was, what kind of thing was, like, that. Like, that's what his job was. And the CIA used him to work in that capacity. He won't talk about his, like, top secret nature of his work, right? And there is, he has tried to prove again and again that he is real, right? And that he did work for the CIA. He showed some challenge coins, showed some stuff. And, like, you know, again, you can argue forever saying he made it up. He 3D printed it if you want to, obviously. But the thing about him that is interesting is it's another bald-faced dude. It's just a dude saying directly into a camera, I know for a fact that human beings are clones. That we are made, we are genetically engineered by a alien race, and that we actively use retrofitted alien technology within the U.S. government.
The hand-me-down.
That's what he's saying.
Come on.
It is very compelling what he says. Obviously, you could just say he's making shit up, but he is saying, like, straight up, there are aliens here. He has worked with Venusians. What I like about this guy is that it's old school, like... mystery spook shit where it's like you're gonna
got
go
your
into
cast of characters that you like too.
Yes, you go through all of this stuff and it's like it's a new guy that basically saying like, all right, I have gotten enough of a permission, because he's saying he's still in conference with the CIA and he got permission to talk about certain things, and the reason why he got permission to talk about certain things was because I think the CIA says, sure, go sound like a fucking lunatic. Right? If it's all real, I don't know.
A lot of people here, according to Reddit, say it's nothing more than a psyop. Can't trust him as far as you can throw him.
It's absolutely. Anybody who's worked for the CIA, we're working on a very big series that shows you for a fact you can't believe a single fucking thing that comes out of anybody who's worked for the CIA. Because a lot of times what they do is they hire professional grifters. They hire people who are very good at saying insane shit. Bald-facedly, like in a way that looks like they're not lying.
They're not making it up as they go. Like an actor.
Yes. Well, I was actually, I remember we have a friend that works within the government who said, like, Kissel and I, are actually really good candidates for people who could have worked in the CIA as not analysts.
Remember when we pitched that as a fucking TV show that no one liked?
Yep.
No.
Yeah, and no, it ran for 10 seasons. We won all those Emmys.
Wait, what?
Yep. And
what?
Then, but John Ramirez, he is what's
called... Oh, man, cool.
His level was called a GS-15. That was the type of officer he was. But this guy, I mean, he's just... It's sure. It's like, is it hyper blatant psyop? It's got to be. It has to be. That's the only thing that it could be, unless it's all real.
I mean,
we talk about how many times we're like, well, if it's a 1% real, then it's interesting. I know I have a lot of my skeptic friends that are going to attack me on this. I just like this idea of this type of shit. It's still out there. We still got some 2005 internet going on.
You know, the gold isn't mountain. The mountain isn't gold. You've got to mine for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to find the truth, and hopefully you pick up the real truth, not the fool's gold, which a lot of people tend to, because it is difficult, as Henry said.
When it comes, you can't tell the difference between, you don't know what's real or not real. You know what I mean? You really can't. But
check out John Caracciu, also from a war perspective on Top Hats. The CIA, it's, you know, they say we might be good at it, but then it's hard to not tell anyone the truth ever. Because that man, the reference with John Caracciu, he found out his wife, she'd been spying on him for 13 years.
Well, that's the thing about when you work for these various, like,
scary.
All of our intelligence community, I think, hires people that are willing to go, like, you're hiring, we're going to get fucking letters for this. It does feel like they could very easily hire both intensely normal people. Like, how, you know how they ask, like, NASA, when they hire astronauts, they want, like, and people that test, like, high-level, like, new military technology.
Sure.
They want unflappable people. They want people that don't have emotional responses, that are, they are clinical, analytical, and they could stay in the pocket. Yeah, no matter, but, and, like, they don't respond to stress in a way that affects with their ability to run very sensitive technology, right?
Right.
Where I think that that's one half of the CIA in various intelligence industries, where they hire those types of people. And then I think there's the other half where they hire a bunch of people that really wouldn't mind lying for a living and knowing that that's what they have to do. And so that requires a certain type of person. But if you look at within the world of the intelligence groups, you have a lot of people that believe in wacky shit.
Absolutely.
Right?
They're just as diverse in many ways as,
but you
any
know,
other
Michael Aquino fucking created his whole fucking sect of Satanism.
Well,
under
he's got
the,
a
while
lot of,
working for
he
the
got
CIA.
His, he got some money working through there though as well.
Well, that's where it comes down to, like, what, how does the CIA use these type of people for their advantage as well?
Well, if
but if you work for any one of these industries, sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com. I would love to get some kind of insight about, I know that the hiring practices are secret.
Yes.
But I'd love to get some more information about what it takes to work in one of these places.
Yeah, what does it take? What skill sets do you need?
Especially
nowadays.
I think
that's something that can be talked about. Well, speaking of CIA undercover, this story, an Irishman. This man is a true genius, and if he is CIA, he's an absolute mastermind. He got hammered, right?
As the Irishman
will do. And he mistakenly took the Romanian parliament. He thought it was the Bucharest Hotel.
I can see I've done this.
Yeah.
You've done
I did it in Nashville when I was just like, I couldn't find my hotel, which is literally 10 feet away.
You just went around the corner?
It was horrible. Anyway. So this dude, he's just absolutely hammered.
He had no clue.
He's looking for the Bucharest Hotel. He doesn't find it.
Oh,
instead,
yes.
he falls asleep in the Romanian Palace of the Parliament. And I literally did do this. I forget what city, but it was the wrong hotel, and I fell asleep on the couch. And then at some point, I was able
Where's that? That was in Chicago. Was it Chicago? Was it?
I don't know.
You've done this a couple of times.
Anyway, his breach of security at the huge communist-era building, also called the People's House, grabbed the headlines of Romanian television, because all you have to do is pretend like you belong. And apparently that's what he did.
The key to life, my friend.
Yes, indeed. It took 13 years to construct this, and they said, you got to get out of here. He staggered around the building.
Where are you telling me? I'll tell you what. I'm alone. I sit here. You mean to tell me I can't sit in a sleeper bed? Anywhere I go to sleep is a bed.
Absolutely. He got to the third floor.
Wow.
And then he was charged with destruction of public property and breaking into a public building just days previous. The same building had been stormed by protesters. So they were unhappy with some of the COVID restrictions. So everyone's on high alert, you know. But I'm just saying, good for this guy. How fun is that?
I mean,
they
at least
could arrest him, though. But it's like, he's Irish, you know. Give him.
Why arrest him?
Yeah, I mean,
just like get him back to his hotel. He's hammered.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I know he, it's an embassy.
But what but if he is CIA?
But to him.
What if he is CIA?
Well, then he's, well, he's called, or Irish or, intelligence.
Yeah, whatever that is. KGB?
It's called,
no.
Oh, secrets. Yeah. Oh, welcome to the McSecrets group.
Not KGB. I forget. KGB's gone. What's the name? I forget the name.
It's called like the LBT or some fucking bullshit. They do some garbage now.
All right. Well, also in a story that's a little bit more down to earth and kind of dog related, I actually don't know if this man, it's not the worst as far as vengeance.
Well, this guy, he's just doing the thing, which, like, I got yelled at by my own neighbors because when we were stuck in an extended stay, I had a bunch of people, like, we're trying to get something done in the house, right? And we had a bunch of, like, work materials that were just, like, left on the street in front of my house. And my neighbors complained.
There was something happening where everyone that was dropping off anything to your house just left it in the street.
They just left
and
it in the street.
Know why they
because
did that.
They don't care. Because they don't give a shit. They don't care.
I
and
see,
so they just
I
left
see.
It out there. So I was getting complaints from my neighbors saying, hey, there's stuff on the street in front of your house. And it's like, am I there? Can I do anything about it? And so, but no, I don't mean to be, but this guy, he got mad that a contractor was parking in front of his house. So he zip tied a bag of shit to the guy's car.
And dog faces. And that's the only problem I have with this entire story. If revenge is like, all right,
got
you
to
know,
sometimes.
You got to sometimes. I'm just saying dog feces. All right, we all have to pick it up. We've all picked up dog shit.
Yes.
It's got to be human feces. If you're going to send a message, you have to send a message that A,
you made
that's
it.
My shit.
Yo,
B,
yes.
I'm just crazy enough to do that. C, did you fucking get the message now?
Because honestly, I'm a person who loves the plot revenge.
Sure.
Right? I think about revenge for hours a day. It's sometimes the only way I go to sleep.
That's
just
not what I do.
Thinking about how do I equalize the world for my standing?
I was thinking putting a bunch of people in a pool, having their ankles tied up, jello mold.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be kind
get
of fun.
COVID personally, go purposely get COVID, go to Washington, D.C., give it to as many politicians
no
as I can get.
No one dies anymore.
But I just want to give it to all of them. I want them all to have it. Right?
I did guess my prediction, one of my predictions on Top Hat was Chuck Grassley is going to die at 88. So we'll see if that
we'll
comes
see.
True.
But the idea of, like, in my mind, if I'm going to tie shit to a car that I don't like,
right?
Enjoy the process.
Enjoy the process.
Eat a big old flavor, like fucking. You want
what are
some
you
kind of
if
like,
you're gonna put your dookie in a zip tie bag?
Indian food. I would
ooh,
eat a bunch of Indian food, and then I would eat my fucking fiber, my fucking colon blow, my fiber
right.
cereal. Right. I get a big, nice fucking vindaloo.
But that's gonna be pile. Spicy coming out of you. I think you're gonna hurt yourself. He's not gonna be eating it.
But the idea is that if it does, if it's loose. It spreads easy, right?
Well,
so
I think
like,
you're talking more about a spray down situation as if you were incarcerated. This man is going to look at the zip tie, look at the dookie and say, okay, I got it, message. So I don't even, I think you can eat whatever you would like.
I guess so, but I'm
going to burn
you
up the
me
ass.
What I would.
You would. That's going to burn up your butthole, though.
I like it, though, but then I'll get
I do love some vindaloo.
Revenge is a dish best served. It's hot. It's cold.
Hot.
That says cold, but I would say very hot.
I guess it could be. All right. Well, either way. Be careful out there. Stop parking in front of people's houses.
No, you have to sometimes. Sometimes you have to park in front of somebody's house. And that's what they said. He had no jurisdiction. It's a public street. It's just a street.
I mean,
you can't control all of the street.
I mean, the guy, he had a different opinion than you.
He really did.
All right. Well, I think it's time for Hero of the Week.
I think so.
All right. Well, this week's hero, you know, it's really not even this week's hero. This is now timeless. These are timeless heroes.
It is.
Henry brought this to my attention. Evidently, there is a profession in Spain.
Mm. This is the best single job I've ever heard.
These people, what do they call themselves? The ham sniffers.
They're
that's
ham
right.
Sniffers.
They sniff ham. This is according to the article. I just like the opening line by Tobias Carroll. It almost reads as a Carroll. This is from Inside Hook. Mm. Have you ever gazed longingly at the aged ham hanging on the wall of a barbershop?
Oh, yes,
a barbershop. There's something uniquely delectable about a ham that's been prepared in this way. A richness to the taste. It's hard to deny. Mm. So apparently there's a group of people that see ham differently than, well, maybe not you.
Not me. I see ham very special.
And what they do is they look at the ham and they say, ooh, I bet you that tastes good. Yes, I would like to lick it. But before that, let me sniff it.
Got you.
So they sniff it. And then I guess they can tell a lot Because this is what one of the sniffers told the Wall Street Journal. He says, the memory of perfect ham is cooked into my brain. So he like loves ham. This guy is so
loves ham.
He loves ham so much. And I don't think he has any friends or anything. But
no, why you need friends? You got ham.
Yeah,
you get the honey baked ham store. You can go buy new friends.
Manuel Vega Dominguez. He estimates that he smells 800. Hams a year.
Wow.
Each of them from four distinct locations.
My question is, wow.
Oh, by the way, each of them in four distinct locations on the ham.
No. So he spends, so if it's 800 hams per year, he only gets around to smelling.
I'm so sorry. That's per day.
Okay. That's what I thought, because I thought he spent, like, let's say he has a 9-hour work day. I thought he spent 4.5 hours smelling one ham and then 4.5 hours smelling another ham. Like, no. I thought that he just goes for hours on each one.
It's called the Calidor sniff.
Now, what is he smelling for?
Well, it didn't really. Okay, so they say the test is the test to become a Calidor involves detecting small amounts of different substances in water. And Vega and his colleagues maintain a strict regimen of scents in their daily lives to keep their sense of smell honed and ready.
What?
So I don't know.
Well,
they're
afraid COVID's going to ruin it, right? Is that one thing they're afraid of, is that if COVID comes through and then they won't be able to smell the delicate layers of ham? And
well, perhaps that's another layer to it. I'm not quite sure. They don't mention that in this article. We're focusing mostly on ham.
Mm.
He says this is an industry where many practices have changed since the 1800s.
He says, if ham technology didn't get better since the 1800s, are we not thinking about ham enough?
He says that, quote, his ham, what he does, it's been dubbed the Bentley of hams.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
you know, I like to ride around on one of those.
Yeah, you
I
do.
Love me some fucking nice fucking that's Spanish that Iberian.
That's the
ham.
Cinco Jotes.
Ooh,
that's
God,
that's the best one.
I love that thin. I just had some recently. Eddie and I together ate an entire packet of prosciutto 2 days ago.
That's very good for you.
We ate a lot of it.
That's
and
good for
honestly,
you.
Honestly, it was too much.
It was too much. Yeah.
Only just because you kind of even lose like
fun,
the
it's
joy
fun.
Of it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
then it kind of feels. Because then Eddie, there was like a bunch of sheets of it left, and Eddie was like, "We have to finish it now." And I was like, "I don't know if we do. Like, I don't know if we actually have to finish it." But he was like, "We just gonna leave these like slices of ham by." And
no.
I was like, "And then I was like, you're right," because I was drunk.
No, it made sense. I mean, technically, Eddie was correct.
He was. Well, we want to give it up to the ham sniffers everywhere.
Absolutely, ham sniffers.
If you got a ham at home, sniff it up. If you just got a fat husband, give him a smell.
Give him a smell, yeah, absolutely.
Anybody, just somebody big. If you got somebody big around you, be like, ham sniffed, you are top quality.
Top quality, unless they're not.
Then give them a B.
You have to tell them the truth.
Because a B in your B might as well be an F.
We've all eaten B ham before.
I try not
C
to.
C ham, D ham.
I try
Hell,
to.
We've
avoid.
All had F ham.
Whoa, I've had some F ham. Some fucking ham. All right, here we go. Let me give you a couple of these listener fucking emails. There's not many, but let me read these two.
All right.
I grew up in the dark heart of Appalachia, Southern Virginia. Cool country. I lived in a holler, a small neighborhood in the valley of the mountains. It was all family. It was more of an insular commune more than anything. Everyone worked at the farms. Sharing between households. That lifestyle is pretty much dead in that specific holler now. Anyway, with all insular communities like that, you'll have your own weird little traditions, sayings, whatever.
Sure.
Had our own creepies and ghoulies, too.
Oh.
The regulars popped up, like Tally Po, Wood Booger. Our holler had a very specific boogeyman, though.
Okay.
His name was Goose Egg. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying that he is real.
Okay.
Goose Egg was the man who'd come get you. Put you in his bag and take you away if you didn't do your homework or gave the grandparents a hard time.
Huh.
Goose Egg was some sort of dark hollow Santa Claus. Took up the tally of your misbehaving. If you hit a point, that's that. Always watching you.
Okay.
He was called Goose Egg because he was completely hairless. Tall and lanky, big eyes. Needless to say, the kids are terrified of him.
Yeah, makes sense.
Because back in, say, 1998 or 1999, I would have been 10 years old. My cousin was 3 years older, and we played in the woods because it was the 90s and in Appalachia. We were doing our thing, exploring. We came upon a shack in the woods in a clearing. We immediately get to it. walking up to it and exploring Discovery, animal skins on tanning racks,
ooh,
handmade tools.
Ooh.
It's like coming across that guy in The Child of God by Carmack McCarthy. You remember that book? You ever read that book?
I was thinking more Red Dead Redemption when you come upon their little village.
That's sometimes for non-readers.
Okay.
Now we hear someone yell at us and we see him. Bald head, old big eyes, tall and lanky. We ran. That type panic in my chest, that terror we experienced with us for years.
Okay.
Now let's forward to 2019. We're having a family dinner. Everyone's all spread out across the country now. Me and my cousin talk about it. His parents chuckle. Turns out that Goose Egg, while being real, was more of a tragic figure than anything. He had alopecia. He used to live in town with his wife.
They were just being mean.
Their house had burned down and lost her in the fire. This is what they're saying. In his grief, he went and lived a life of solitude. Apparently, the grandparents had told their parents about it, and the concept just sort of got passed down as a familial boogeyman. So you're just saying,
just being mean to the man.
That's, man with no hair.
Oh,
that's what's gonna happen to me.
Why do the kids all run away from me?
I was made hairless by God.
Oh man.
There you go. How to share the story, right? This is from a hairstylist. Big up to hairstylist.
Woo!
Doing hard work, making us look good.
All right.
This client I had, we'll call him Jared. Subway.
Oh, I think about that fat fucking asshole.
Why do
once
you?
A month.
I wish we didn't.
Because I just, what if you're Subway? What a day.
Honestly.
Like, what happened to our pitch man? What was our pitch man
you
doing?
You just thought you had it nailed. People love Jared. They love his big pants. Yeah. They love how tiny he is now.
Subway has had a bad string. Also, the quality has gone down.
It has absolutely gone down. And now we know for a fact that the tuna doesn't have meat. You could put fucking stickers all over it saying, oh, it's real tuna. But we know that it's not tuna.
I've heard it has chicken, pork, and cow.
Yes.
So it has all meat.
All meat. So Jared grew up in a home in the Wisconsin shore of Lake Michigan.
No, you said Michigan.
Over the lake, he said, UAPs are a common sight.
Believe it.
One night, Jared was sitting on his porch with a friend when they saw one of these UAPs hovering over the lake. Jared grabbed a laser pointer and began flashing it at the object, which just appeared shortly after. And this is true. This is what we talk about. This is what the Russians are, according to certain documents. This is what the Russians are doing to communicate with UFOs. They're showing light signals and they're playing sounds for them.
Do you remember when the laser pointer became small d democratized and we all got one and we were like, this is peak. But then you really can't, well, can't really do anything with it.
It's domestic terrorism for children. Right. It was incredible. It was a way to just, you caused so much chaos with a laser pointer.
Yeah, I aimed it at somebody's forehead. Head once and then always. Everyone's like, it was like, there's no gun attached to it.
No, yeah, but then everyone's like, because that was also during the Columbine heat when everyone's like, they thought everything was sniper rifles.
See, I'm going a little pre-Columbine. I was thinking more Buzz Lightyear.
Was there even Buzz a pre-Columbine?
Lightyear? I was Buzz Lightyear in people.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. And he was an assassin for the government.
He actually was CIA.
And we didn't need that prequel either. So late that night, Jared woke up in the bedroom unable to move. The only thing in his field of vision was his dog, which was frozen in an unnatural position, which I was just reading about in this idea of an abduction scenario where a man was fucking his wife and then he froze and the aliens came in, removed him while he was mid-fuck, fully hard, and then scooped her up and then brought her back and then put the husband back on top of her so he could fuck until he came, not realizing the 3 hours were missing. And it wasn't until after he come that he was just like, holy fucking shit, have we been having sex for 5 hours?
Huh. All right.
It's always like that. It's husband.
It is always like that.
All right. So Jared became aware of another presence in his room that he could not see, which communicated to him telepathically that he was not in danger. These beings said that they would come back to ask Jared what device he had used to disable their vehicle. Realizing they were asking about the laser pointer, Jared told them what it was called and told them where to find it. He realized he wasn't speaking aloud as he could still move his face, but his thoughts were understood telepathically. They took the laser pointer and left like it was fucking third grade teacher. Jared was never contacted again, but ever since that night, he has been plagued by extremely realistic dreams that predict earthquakes. In August this year, he had one where he was standing on a beach in flip-flops he didn't recognize, surrounded by tropical plants and a few small houses he did not recognize. Suddenly, the earth rocked beneath him, and he fell to the ground as a massive quake shook the earth. Jared woke up. A few weeks later, a 7.2 magnitude earthquake killed more than 2,000 in Haiti. Watching the coverage of the crisis at home, Jared saw footage from the island's southern peninsula where the worst of the damage was concentrated. He said he recognized the exact location from his dream in the video.
Well, buddy, next time you're going to want to shoot a warning out.
Send an email.
Send an email and be like, the big shake's coming. I had a dream. And well, there you go.
Is we get that. We basically have that like once every other week in Los Angeles where someone's like, the big one's coming. And it's difficult to say.
At some point, I guess it will.
I guess so. I don't know.
I don't care.
It doesn't really matter because it's another thing that we can't evolve. And it's another thing that we can't change, which is why it's important to live.
Live every day.
Knowing that there are things that you can't change.
Also, the first...
And you have to love the fact that there are things you can't exchange, and you have to grow to accept things you cannot change, right? This is...
Yep.
This is, if we were to get sober, which we won't...
Sure.
Anytime soon, we'd have to learn this and say this every day.
I'm doing dry January, as you could see. I only have...
Oh, yes.
Just 5
You only have enough
of
weed tincture to destabilize the Ukraine. Like, you, if you poured that into a punch that you gave to, like, a quilting group, they would start a new Salem witch trials. You know what I mean? Like, they would all just lose their fucking minds. And then sometimes you just gotta laugh, knowing for a fact that, like, you're gonna be stuck in an extended stay for a week. And you're gonna... The curveballs are gonna come your way. You know what you gotta do? You gotta catch those curveballs.
Uh-huh.
Take those baseballs that you just caught. Find out where the person who threw the curveballs at you threw them from, and where they sleep and where they live.
Right.
And when they're asleep, fucking beat them in the side of the fucking head with the curveball that they threw at you. But you first have to catch it, which requires you to have a head in a swivel. And you gotta just be and enjoy the process.
Enjoy the process
of revenge.
Absolutely. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
Hope everyone's doing all right out there.
Better fucking be.
Can't wait to see y'all in Tahoe real soon in Texas.
We don't know if we don't think anything's changing with those dates, so we're just moving forward until someone fucking tells us that they're changing. Also,
or they won't be. Hopefully.
Who fucking knows? I don't fucking know. This week we got Soul Plumber number 4 is hitting your getting out there. You're gonna want to take a look. You want to fucking get involved.
Soul Plumber.
And then also. And we're just going to keep announcing this. February 1st. We're staying on Spotify, but we are going to every single platform.
If
we're going
to be back. If you get your podcast from Podbean
or from Loudbutt,
I don't know where you get it from.
You can get it there. We will be with Stitcher. You get, I believe the deal is that you're going to, again, go premium to Stitcher if you want ad-free episodes. Or, again, with our Patreon, nothing changes with our Patreon.
Nothing changes.
You just will be able to listen to your episodes wherever the fuck it is you want to.
This is such nice news.
It's really, really good. And then also remember that we are going to be starting a show on SiriusXM on Mondays. We're going to be doing a call-in show.
Lines.
We can't fucking wait.
To get back to have
our boomer dreams be realized.
Cannot wait. And then we'll probably continue to expand and we'll take control of Sirius at some point in the relatively near future.
We're
going
to have to cut that before. Well, we could say this until we start working for them. They can't know that we're going to take over until it's too late.
All right, everyone. Thank you all so much for listening. Yeah. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations.
Hail me, you dirty fucking bungeon.
Find us an alien, would you?
Come on.
Come on.
Send us an alien in the mail.
Send us an alien.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.